Simen Shinchov Ches, Sif Lama Test. The Machaber says that one cannot do Apik Tvizen. That was something they would do to cause a person to vomit, to cause him to throw up. You cannot do it even during the week. And the reason is because Hefs the Oichel, you're wasting food. The Mishnah Berurah explains that they would do this, really coming from Rashi. The reason why they would do this is because they want to become hungry again in order to eat more. And then they would do it, cause us to vomit, and they would become hungry again and eat more. So it's partially the waste of food, the overeating, and the waste of the food just to have the pleasure of eating more food, even when a person's already full. Now let's say a person's taka b'tzar, they overate now, they're b'tzar, they want to throw up, it'll make them feel better. So that is mutter to do during the week, even b'sam, even with the medication. On Shabbos, the Mechaber says, also do with medication. Mishnah Berurah explains, because it's similar to refuah, gzeir mishum shchika sa'amanim. And it's mutter to do b'yad, one wants to stick his finger down his throat to cause himself to vomit. If the reason why he's doing it is to alleviate tzar, so then there will be mutter. It's not hefsed oichlam, he's not doing it, he wants to eat more, he's doing it, because he already overate. And now, you know, or he has a stomach ache, ate something he shouldn't have eaten, maybe something that was spoiled, whatever it was, he wants to make himself feel better. This is allowed to do on Shabbos, as long as it doesn't be out, not with medication. Sif Mem, the Mechaber says, somebody has a stomach ache, he could put a hot cup on his stomach. The case is that the cup they fill up with hot water, and they pour out the hot water, and the cup is still hot, you could put it on the stomach in order to alleviate the pain he has from the stomach ache. And the Mechaber says, even though it's still heavy, there's still steam coming out of the cup from hot water that was there. And Mishnah Berurah explains the chiddush that's going on over here is that you would think it would be usher because same way you're not allowed to take a hot shower on Shabbos, so maybe you can't use the hot steam at all on Shabbos. And that, we're saying over here, that once the hot water is out of the cup, it's just the hot cup, you're pressing against yourself, the fact that steam coming out of it is not a problem, you can use this hot cup for therapeutic purposes in order to take care of your stomach ache. And Mishnah Berurah says, who I didn't, the same halacha applies, hot clothing or hot towel, anything that person wants to put a hot, dry item on the stomach to alleviate a stomach ache, that would be mutter for them to do on Shabbos. Sif Memalf, somebody who was nishtaker, he got drunk, and the refuah to get this person back to regular, that he shouldn't be drunk, get him back sober again, would be to shmir the palms of his hands and feet, different gesoyes over here, either with shem with oil, or with shem and melach, oil and salt. The Mishnah Berurah goes to the gears of shem and melach, oil and salt. He says you mix it together, oil and salt, and that would get a person out of the drunken state back into being sober again. And Mishnah Berurah explains the reason why this is allowed on Shabbos is because it's not a refuah. To get someone back to sober, that doesn't have a dinner refuah, and therefore it's fine. The Achrenim agreed, Mishnah Berurah says, that one could inhale tabak through his nostrils on Shabbos. Some people would do it if they had a little bit of a headache, or they would do it for this reason also, to get them out of the drunken state back to sober. And the reason why Mishnah Berurah says it's allowed and it's not a proper refuah is because since it was a normal thing in those days, someone to inhale tabak, older people, younger people, whether for enjoyment or because they enjoy the smell, therefore it's not obvious for a fool. If it's not nicker that's for a fool, then it's fine. Obviously today, cigarette smoking and vaping would have other Hilchos Shabbos issues besides obvious health issues, which could be a problem as well, which they're not familiar with in times of Mishnah Berurah. Sif Mem Beis. Mechaber says, Amos Amlam, one cannot do exercise. Now the exercise they would do was caused, it was done intentionally to make a person sweat, to make him azia, make him sweat. And it was also do exercise of different forms of stretching, which the Berurah explains is stretching one's arms and one's legs in front of them and behind them in order to cause themselves to sweat. It was also do that on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah explains that what is after Shkikas Amonim? This sort of fool is only about something where it's potential. You can come to Shkikas Amonim, you can come to grinding up Samonim. Here there's no risk of Shkikas Amonim. So what is the Mechaber worried about? So Mishnah Berurah says there are other things they did in the olden days to cause a person to sweat. When a person was sick and they felt it would be beneficial from a medical point of view to sweat, either you could do this exercise and the stretching, or they would use certain Samonim sometimes to cause the person to sweat. So we're afraid that if we allow you to do this Mas'amim, this exercise and stretching to cause yourself to sweat, so then person might come to use Shchikas Sa'amonim in order to develop the Sa'amonim that he needs to cause himself to sweat. And therefore, it's also do all these exercises to make a person be mazia, make a person sweat on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah reminds us that we had previously in Sefer Zayin that Yid cannot even do Isad Rabbanon on behalf of Chodesh Embe Tzekana unless he does with the Shinoi. So you're also, even this person is a Chodesh Embe Tzekana, still, he would not be allowed to do this unless he does it with the Shinoi. It's certainly a healthy person who just a little bit under the weather would not be allowed to do these things unless he does it with a Shinoi. The Mishnah Berurah brings different other types of rubbings that would do on tired people to get them back their koichos. They shouldn't be tired anymore. That's a suffix, shel the giborim, clears that's considered a fool, or it's not like a fool. The Mishnah Berurah says, based on what we brought previously from the Magen Avraham, even the Chazak Mizgah, the person has strengthened himself, it's also to do a refuah on Shabbos. So Mishnah Berurah says, based on that, it should for sure be also. And the Mechaber says one more thing over here in Sif Mem Beis. It's also to push the stomach of a child in order to get him to go to the bathroom. And the Mishnah explains, because since there are Samanim and Mishal Shalim, there are medications a person could take, the person is constipated, to cause him to be able to go to the bathroom. Afraid if you push the stomach of the child in order to help him do that, so he might come to use Samanim, which are usher on Shabbos because of Shkikas Samanim, and therefore it's usher. Same idea, anything that could be done through Samanim, even if you do not do Samanim, it's Mechaladik Zero, Shem Shkikas Samanim.